picked first in the media poll, second in the coaches poll by one vote to Fort Hays State. Do you look at it? Do you worry about it? Do you even think about it at this point?
Honestly, I mean, it's all nice and fun for the media and everybody else to look at and stuff like that. But as a team, where everyone's 0-0, it really doesn't matter, mean anything to us. And we know that we've been putting in work all summer, or since the season ended, we've been putting in work spring ball. And we're ready to get hit it on the road against Mo West and start it off and see what we can do. Because right now, everybody's 0-0, and it really doesn't mean anything.
You know, in media days, kind of that unofficial kickoff of the season, you know practice is right around the corner. What's it mean to you to not only be here, but to be a captain for Northwest Missouri State football and know that you're a leader that that this whole team is going to look to throughout the season?
I mean, it's an honor to be voted a captain by our team, by my teammates. But just like we always preach, everyone needs the lead on this team if we want to get to where we want to go. Six of us who have been chosen as captains can pull everyone. Everyone's got to be pulling the rope in the right direction if we want to go win a national championship like we say we do.
Part of a pretty good linebacking core that's coached by Coach Bostwick, and it seems like, you know, every year you find ways to reload. You guys are solid every year. What's the expectation this year for the Northwest linebacking core?
Well, I'll give a shout out. The defensive line gives us a pretty easy job.
Make you look good.
Yeah, they make us look good. But I mean, our expectation as a linebacking core is to be the best linebacking core in Northwest, to do our job, do all the little details, make the plays when we're called on, and just basically as a unit, not so much just linebacking. We don't look at it as three levels. We look at it as a defensive unit and how we can play together, how the secondary can call the right coverages to make it easier for the defense and linebackers and everything like that. So we look at it as a unit, not so much three individual groups.
Well, you think back, and I know it goes much, much deeper than this, but my current memory, you think about Nader and Kilgore and Volstadt and Althoff, and I'm sure plenty I'm missing in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it feels like it's in a pretty elite group, not only in Northwest Missouri State, but like Division II, the best linebackers are right here in the Midwest.
Yes, sir. We've had great linebackers come through Northwest, and they've taught us the ways. I never played with Nader or Reimer or any of them, but they've taught Hess and Althoff and Volstead, and I've been there long enough where they've all taught me how to lead, how to teach kids, how to watch film, and that's just how we continue to pull the rope in the right direction and everyone gets better, and that's how we continue to build depth, and that's why we're always a solid group.
Cool, my double-A champs last year, reached the second round of the playoffs, and you fall to a very good game against Ferris State, but I assume this year you kind of wipe that clean and start fresh. What's the expectations for the team as a whole?
We remember that game, but we're not dwelling on it. It's over. It's done. We're hungry. We're ready to go battle, and we're going to use that experience that we learned in that game, in the Grand Valley game, and throughout the whole season to grow this year and get ready to make a run at the national championship.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
Thank you.